95.7 The Hog, the Morning Hog Show. Proud to bring back our Chit Chat segment. Sheriff Mike Chitwood is here again. Has anybody coined that phrase yet? You cool with us making t-shirts and hats and stuff with that?
No, I think you're good to go with it. We started doing that when the coronavirus first hit. We were doing these little short videos with medical experts and stuff like that. But by all means, feel free to, and you can share the royalties as you see fit.
Sure. Yeah. We've got intern Steve does all our finances, so I really can't comment on. But let me ask you this. This has been an interesting stretch of time here, as a lot of, states and then obviously counties have been trying to figure out how to navigate bringing back a little normalcy in real life. How is it going with on your end of things with Volusia County?
Volusia County is looking to do the same thing. They are discussing on ways to try to bring a little bit of normalcy back. You know, one of the big things is going to be enforcement. You know, if they decide to open up restaurants and they're going to limit capacity, people have to wear masks. I think that that's more of a health department issue if you're fighting a virus than have deputies running around doing head counts and checking on who's wearing a face mask. I think that defeats the purpose of what law enforcement's all about. So yeah. I would look that maybe from talking to the county manager, they would expand the health department's personnel and have them do checks of restaurants and bars, just like they do for, say, salmonella, and to see if we can get a little bit of normalcy returned in that way.
It sounds like a nightmare, though, if it does fall that way, to have some of that fall on you and your department to try to enforce it, because that's just basically taking away time that you need to be focusing on more on like actual crime and things, right, as opposed to like violators.
Right. It's a shame that you have to enforce stuff like that, but you do.
Yeah.
Because the majority of people will follow the rules, and some will try to scam it, and the scammers will get over on the honest people that are trying to do the right thing, and that's what's most frustrating.
What is the situation with the beaches, Ben? Obviously, how are you feeling about Volusia County specifically? Would you make any changes in that if things shake out this week?
Yeah, I think that folks that are handicapped or have special needs, because there is a lack of parking, they can't get to the beach. Easing on that restriction that if you have a legitimate handicap placard, there'll be certain points where you'll be able to drive onto the beach.
Okay.
Practice social distancing and get out there. The beach patrol is doing a good job. I mean, everybody, this is uncharted waters. So any decision you make, you're going to get criticized. You just have to have the intestinal fortitude to say, hey, this is the best that I think we're going to do, and we're going to go this route until I find that we need to change or alter it.
What is the overall attitude you've seen throughout the community? Is it positive? Is it scared? What kind of attitudes are you experiencing?
I will tell you, I'll bet you 80 to 85% of the folks understand what needs to be done. They may not like it, but they're going to follow suit. And then you have the 15 to 20% that no matter what you do, they're just going to try to muck up the works. But what I have seen, what has been very, very impressive, is the outpouring of compassion and support in our community. I mean, whether it's donating stuff to first responders and medical personnel, whether it's equipment or food, and then you just see the acts of kindness throughout the county where people are looking out, truly looking out for their neighbor. And, you know, one of the things I really want to thank is the essentials. You know, they're the folks that are keeping the county moving. They're the ones that keep the lights on. When you turn on the tap, the water comes out of the faucet. They're stacking the grocery shelves, working the cash registers. There are teachers. There are our first responders, our medical personnel, small business owners who are trying to keep their doors open and keep their employees employed. Those folks that are deemed essential, my hat's off to them. And I hope that God blesses them and their families, because, you know, it's easy to get caught up in this and say, well, why am I doing this? I should be home with my family. And they're out keeping the county moving.
That's Sheriff Mike Chitwood. And Volusia County is, you know, obviously this week, you know, who knows what will be decided this week if things can change. But, you know, people obviously are striving for normalcy. If you could flip a switch and make one change to get back to some kind of normal life in this county, what would be the first thing you would want to do?
I would like to see us get this virus in check, at least knock it down to the level of the flu. Because, this morning, for example, when you look at the number of deaths in America so far, over 11,000 of those deaths are in nursing homes, which is our most vulnerable population. And, you know, people go there to live out the rest of their life in comfort and with dignity, and yet there's really no way to protect them, their loved ones, from this scourge. And as we're seeing, a lot of nursing homes aren't really sharing information with the community, let alone their loved ones.
Well, this is something that I really wanted to, I'm glad you brought it up so that I didn't have to have that awkward step to it, because you have been obviously very vocal about getting that information to the first responders, to the people under your command. And there was a certain point where that information was straight up being blocked. Where do you stand right now as far as that issue goes? Because it seems like the last thing we need right now is information flow being limited, and that's what you're getting.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. You know, if this is truly a war on this virus, why the hell are we having a war on getting the proper, correct information out to the community and first responders, so that we all can make informed decisions to protect our families and our loved ones? I don't get it. But I do understand what they're trying to do. Nobody wants to admit that they're overwhelmed. And all you have to do is look at the unemployment system. The unemployment system in Florida, as in most places, is crashing because the system wasn't designed for that. So you need to admit that, hey, we're getting our asses handed to us. Now, let's figure out a way to fix this and get it moving forward. And I think that's the biggest lesson that should come out of this moving forward, is the information sharing. And when you don't know, say you don't know, and then get about the best way to fix it.
Amanda, hopefully you can hang on the line here for just a minute. We got more to bring at you. More with Volusia County Sheriff Mike Chitwood coming up, our Chit Chat Tuesday edition here on the Morning Hog on 95.7 The Hog. Stick around.